Before we get started, I want to say a little bit about how the day is going to go. Again, along this theme of robust and lively debate. We have a lot of people, both on our panels and in the audience, who have done a lot of really deep thinking about these issues. And so we'd really like to keep the panelists' presentations to 5 minutes. And I think we've told all of you that beforehand, but I just want to remind you that we really would like to keep the presentations to 5 minutes so that we really can have a lot of time for discussion. And so your moderator will be shoving, you know, 5 minute and 2 minute warnings in your face, et cetera. With that, this first panel is gonna explore alternatives to cost benefit analysis. Often in the debate, those who favor the use of cost benefit analysis express a lot of frustration. They feel like the other side hasn't given us any alternative to cost benefit analysis. And so in this panel, we're gonna start off with the first two panelists are gonna give us their ideas for alternatives to cost benefit analysis. And then the second two panelists are gonna respond to those ideas, and then we're gonna open it up for discussion. Before I introduce the panelists, I want to just say a couple of words about a little elephant in the room, the Entergy case, right, which just came down about a month or two ago. And there's certainly, the Entergy case may be different people in the room may have different perspectives on the Entergy case, and I think some people may think that that's a reason that some of us who oppose cost-benefit analysis can no longer say that technology-based standards prohibit the use of cost-benefit analysis. I don't happen to think the case actually stands for that in any broad principle. But I think we can all agree that the Entergy case does stand for, or leaves open the question of whether cost-benefit analysis is a good idea. And whether the agencies should exercise their discretion to use cost-benefit analysis in making decisions. And so on this panel, at least, we're going to try to sort of put aside the kind of technical legal debate about what exactly the Entergy case may stand for and focus on that second question of how the administration should be exercising its discretion, whether cost-benefit analysis is a good way to make decisions, or whether there are alternatives that offer superior methods for decision making. So Chris Schroeder, who is the Charles F. Murphy Professor of Law and Professor of Public Policy Studies and the Director of the Program in Public Law at Duke, and who has just recently authored an article with CPR member Sid Shapiro, who is wining and dining in Italy right now, so couldn't be here with us. But they have recently authored an article called Pragmatic Regulatory Impact Analysis. And so Chris is going to tell us a little bit about that idea, which is an alternative decision-making structure, an alternative to cost-benefit analysis. And then we're going to hear from Frank Ackerman, who is an economist at the Stockholm Environment Institute at Tufts University, and has also done an enormous amount of work in this area. And Frank is going to outline some his own thoughts about how regulatory decision-making should proceed. And then we're going to get reactions, first from Richard Pierce, who's the Lyle T. Alverson Professor of Law at George Washington University, and has also written numerous books and articles about regulatory issues and regulatory reform. And then finally, we're going to hear from Don Arbuckle, who just joined the Public Affairs Program at the University of Texas in Dallas in 2006, but before that was at OMB for, I guess, 25 years. Is that right, Don? So that's our panel. I'm going to sit down and let them kick us off, and I look forward to a robust and lively debate.